This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. I think one of the most important words of advice that can be shared and should be circulated amongst us Muslims with regards to dealing with our new brothers and sisters in faith is that many a times when Allah Azza wa Jalla wishes to guide a person, He sets up the circumstances for it. And usually the most conducive circumstances to returning to God are difficulties and hardship. And so people find themselves going through a challenge that brings them to humility. And they're gifted by God an opportunity to realize their powerlessness in the grander scheme of things, or call it the gift of desperation. And so as soon as they become Muslim, because that sends them looking, and if they're sincere, Allah will certainly guide them to Islam. They find Islam, they enter Islam, that doesn't just evaporate these challenges they're going through. Many a times, it takes quite a bit of time, and some factors that are maybe in our hands, their new family's hands, their new community's hands, to alleviate some of their difficulties. It was not a wonder that the weak, the downtrodden, were the first to accept the call of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu would come to him crying that his mother continues to insult the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was very difficult on him to bear. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas's mother threatened to, she went on a hunger strike basically and threatened to kill herself. And so there's a great deal of emotional turbulence that sometimes we can never fathom, even simply just loneliness. Sent them looking for God, to identify with God. Then they wanted a sense of belonging on the human level as well. And so on the day of Eid, when everyone's having their fun, or everyone's getting together with family, exchanging gifts, or at least a meal or something of that sort, they're forgotten about. These things are huge and can actually negatively affect the likelihood of them staying Muslim. Because even if they entered upon conviction, their primary reason wasn't the social component, the fraternity of it. It can get them to unconvince themselves of the conviction they once had. That's why, for example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give people that became Muslim a share of the zakah. I mean, that was obviously from Allah. Allah revealed that to him. One of the 8 expenditures of zakah is al-mu'allafati qulubum, those whose hearts you're trying to win over. This is not bribery, some may wrongly or prematurely assume. This is you taking care of them so that they continue considering that the truth that they discovered is really true, because I see its fruits in front of me. These people are embodying that truth, and in it is the betterment of me and of humanity at large. And so money was given to them. They were taken care of financially. And on the opposite end as well, consider that those who could not deny the truth of Islam, could not deny the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, like some of the Israelites, or the extensions of the Israelites, the Jewish tribes of Medina, some of them did not become Muslim though they believed he was a prophet. Why? Because of the social element, like they would be ostracized, they would be excommunicated, or they would lose the privilege and their social status, whether because of their tribes in Medina, or even this also stands true in Mecca as well. And so we have to take this into consideration. We should actually expect that people coming into Islam are going to come in with challenges, human challenges, social challenges, emotional challenges, because that's the very reason that Allah created, the circumstance He created that drove them to go looking for Him. And so if we are the people that are saying Allah is here, His book is here amongst us, we have to be able to have that sensitivity to recognize their need, recognize the challenges they face, have sympathy and empathy, and place ourselves in their shoes so that we can ensure that we are not being a detriment to their Islam while assuming that all they need is just an educational component or the likes. No, we are very human creatures. Human, we need company, we need people to feel for us, we need companionship, we need shelter, we need food and drink and reassurance. And so these are largely overlooked in many circumstances, and I wish that those that have the honor and the privilege of welcoming new Muslims to Islam, keep this in mind and not underestimate its effects. Barakallahu li wa lakum jama'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.